Taylor Swift. Just, you know what? I like some of her songs, so whatever. I'm guilty of liking some of her songs, but I'm not like these people who are all on
Damn
Instagram, like,
you and your
oh my God, her new album came out.
damn you and your catchy songs.
Okay, if one of us had to be Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Marie would be Huey. I feel like Jose would be a Louie. You know why? Because it's almost like Italian, kind of. Like if one of us is going to be Italian, it'd probably be more you,
I
kind
do
of.
talk with my hands a lot.
We'd all be Huey, Dewey, and Louie. We'd be them though, because none of us are wearing pants. Heyo!
Yeah.
They don't wear pants, right? Just like their uncle.
Oh,
Nope,
God,
don't wear pants.
don't word it that way.
True.
We're off to a great start. Welcome back to Not a Strong Start, a podcast by filmmakers talk movies, television, and will not mention people without their pants. I'm your host, Daniel DeSangre, because I forgot to put my nickname.
I am also your host. No, I am not also your
You are
host.
also the
I
host.
am
You
not your
are.
host.
Yeah,
I
you're
am
co-host.
co-host
Yes.
Jose, because I also forgot to put my name on this one. We're
Italiano Ramos.
starting off real strong here.
Strong, baby.
Real
Oh, God.
strong.
It matches your shirt. That looks like a Star Wars
It
shirt.
does.
Daniel, is that a Star Wars shirt? What
It
shirt is
does.
that are you wearing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This is a Not a Strong Start podcast. Where can you find this? Check out this ad.
Hey everyone, let's take a moment to talk about where I've been getting these new Not a Strong Start t-shirts from. Head on over to itsnaz.threadless.com, the only place where you can get Not a Strong Start merch. Whether it's our newly designed mascot or just your favorite movie logo now with some Nas flair. You can rep your Nas love on tee, hoodie, mug, rug, and so much more. So get yours today. Just click on that link below and have yourself a strong start. A not a strong, have a not a strong start, have a start that's strong, but not so strong. You know what to do.
What? Wow, George, great way to market that.
Good job,
Whoa.
George.
I didn't see anything.
Wow.
And if you guys have not guessed it, this is going to be a little off the cuff episode. This is going to be a part two to one of our previous episodes, which I don't even remember what we named, but it was basically a
One
one
must go.
must go.
Yeah.
One must go.
Hey,
I looked it
that
up.
makes sense that that was
I
the
looked it up.
title.
Yeah. One must go. So I am going to be throwing out some choices out there from different categories, and we're going to decide which one is the one that must go. So there
Should it
might be some
stay or should
controversy. There might be some disagreement. Some of them are easy. Some of them might not be as easy for some people. With that being said, you guys want to get right into it?
let's do it.
Yes.
If
Rate it.
Jose starts off and says, okay, some of it may not be easy for you guys, and then he just specifically names my mom, my grandma, like my family
Yeah.
members, one of them's got to be killed, Dan. Like, well, come on.
Has them
Which one
all in his
isn't Dan?
room. He pans over to
Yeah.
the camera.
They're
He's
all
like,
tied
tell
up.
me which one.
Tell me
Give me
which
some more.
one. Yeah,
And
it's like.
I call them before the episode, tell them to make sure they watch. So first category, let's go, let's go movies. All right.
Well.
We're gonna start pretty easy. All right. One of these horror movies must go. We have The Thing. We have The Fly. We have The Exorcist, and we have The Night of the Living Dead.
Okay.
One must go. And of course, with some of them, if the first one goes, that means they all go. There's no sequels if there's no original.
That's literally what I was gonna ask you right now. I was gonna have my
Yeah.
patented
And
question.
before you make your decisions, let's cheers.
Clink, clink, clicky, clink.
All right. Marie, we'll start with you on this one. Which
Huh.
one must go? The Thing, The Fly, The Exorcist, The Night of the Living Dead. Which of the does must go?
The Fly. I've never seen the whole thing. But Jeff Goldblum stays, right? Like he stays. It doesn't
No.
wipe him from existence, right?
It wipes him
He
out.
gets
No.
wiped out. No, he doesn't.
No. Then I would. That would not be that. Yeah, The Fly.
The Fly. Okay, I guess it makes
Yeah.
it easy when you haven't seen it. Dan, I know you've seen
Shocker.
all four of these.
I have. I'm gonna go with the fly as well. It was good, but the reason why is because the fly is they did such a phenomenal job with the prosthetic designs that is very yucky to watch. And even when I watch it now, I'm like, I get the heebie-jeebies when I sit there and I watch it. So I would rather not watch that. So
puking part, like the puke coming
yeah,
out,
when you
like
see
that
that, like
part.
the skin's coming off and all that, it's like, yeah. Ugh, like it's so gross and very realistic. You can't get rid of what was it? Was it Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah,
you can't. I mean, just because then you don't, you lose out on all the sequels. You can't get rid of the Thing, and then what was the other one? The Exorcist. You can't get rid of the Exorcist, man.
No,
never. Can't stop. Won't stop.
All right, well, then I'm going to go controversial here.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm going to get rid of The Exorcist.
You know what? Like, best one out of the group, in my opinion. Of course, you're going to be like, I'm going to kill you guys right now.
Yeah.
This is like, you might as well just make a strike in our family, because this is the same type of thing. You're like, you're killing our family right now with this choice.
Yeah.
You really did.
I'm going to get rid of The Exorcist as a personal thing, because I saw that movie so late that it did not have the effect on me that it had on all these other everyone else who watched it, maybe
Us.
watched it early. I watched it when I was a lot older and had all this hype behind it, the scariest movie of all time. I remember sitting there watching, I'm like, where is the fear? Where is the scariness here? Supposed to be the scariest movie of all time. I don't see it. Blah. So for that, me personally, I can do without The Exorcist.
Also, Jose is a Satanist and he was rooting for Pazuzu to win. So,
all right, there we go. We got a nice easy one out of the way to start. Let's go with another movie one before we go on. All right. We must get rid of one of these characters. This character will cease to exist. Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, or Michelangelo. Which turtle will you wipe from existence, leaving only the other three? Dan, we'll start with you this time.
Okay.
Which Ninja Turtle are you getting rid of and why?
Never Mikey and never Donnie. I'm never getting rid of them. Mikey was my favorite as a kid. I really appreciated Donnie as I gotten older. It comes down to Leo and Raphael. And, oh, man, like, I really like Leo. You know, I like what he represents, but he reminds me a little bit like a Cyclops character, you know, where he's just, like, really kind of more basic, blandish hero with not, like, a lot of too much conflict enough. It seems like they're just trying to learn just how to lead properly, which is a little more flatter to me. Raphael, he's had the anger issues and all that stuff. He was also a big crybaby and whiner. So, you kind of need that personality to kind of count to balance it out, but we'll cut out Raphael.
Okay. Do you really need that personality, Dan? Do you really need
Who?
that in a group? A little whiny
Raphael?
personality? No.
No.
I'm also gonna go Raphael on this one. I feel you need Michelangelo. You need the fun that, you know, things can get too stressful being superhero mutant turtles, you know, in the New York sewer. So you need a little bit of that, you know, that fun. So you got to keep Michelangelo. You know, Donatello, you know, he's the smart one. You need him for his intelligence and certain iterations. He's their, like, inventor and stuff. You kind of need that. Leonardo, he's the leader. Really the only one that can lead this group. There'll be a mess without him. Plus, he's got the sword, which is the coolest weapon.
That
You know
is
all
the
that.
coolest weapon,
Yeah. Raphael, whiny bitch. I'm gonna say that. He kind of wants to be a bitch. And he's a liability. The amount of times that he gets himself in trouble and they have to come and bail him out. And he, I think he got beat up in every movie that he was in. So there's always something Raphael. He's always costing them. You get rid of him, I feel it's the best for the group. What about you, Murray?
Okay. Well, we know I'd never get rid of Leo because he was my first love. So I'd never get rid of him. And as a show perspective, watch as an entertainment, as I'm watching it as a show, a movie, a cartoon, I like Donatello and I like the smarts. He was my second favorite, but I would get rid of him because I feel like he didn't add much except for his smarts to the show. Or, and because you have like the Raphael's my least favorite, but for entertainment value and to have like that loose cannon and having like the anger issues, and then you have the really the funny guy Michelangelo, then you need that like mediator in the middle, which is Leo, like the strong leader. But we don't really need Donatello for like entertainment value for a show. He was good to have to like you know,
but you
make
need him
things
to
and
fight.
be smart. And,
Yeah, he built
I
the whole
mean,
team.
you do, but I feel like he's the least necessary one. I like him. But
The
I
reason
get rid of
doesn't
Donatello.
sound like you do.
Give me the drama, not the intelligence. Let's start with cookies. Let's start with cookies.
Okay,
All
all right.
right. Which
Love
flavor
cookies.
cookies must go? We have Snickerdoodle,
Oh.
oatmeal, chocolate chip, sugar cookies.
Easy.
So which will go?
Easy.
All right. Well, Marie, you start out. So.
Daniel, you're going to say it at the same time because we're going to pick the same one probably. Three,
Yeah.
two, one.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Oh,
Yeah.
man.
Hey, Snickerdoodles. I love cinnamon so
Me too.
much. Cinnamon's my baby. And my Grammy makes Snickerdoodle cookies all the time. So it's like, oh, I love those. And sugar cookies are just classic. Throw some icing on there. And they're so good. So good. And they're good for every season and every holiday. You need the sugar cookies. And then chocolate chip, come on. Classic, like a soft chocolate chip. When they're out of the oven, I make really good chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, this recipe is so good. And when they're warm, you pull them apart and the chocolate's like all gooey. And you're just like, oh my God.
Nestlé recipe.
Nestlé Yeah. Oatmeal.
I'm gonna have to go sugar cookies on
Hey,
this
what?
one. Because
They're too
I
simple. That's
actually love
racist.
oatmeal cookies, oatmeal cranberry, oatmeal raisin. Like I like a good oatmeal cookie with a glass of milk. Chocolate chip is a classic, so can't really do much with that. And then Snickerdoodle is great. Sugar cookies, sometimes it's just a little, they're a little too much. And they remind me a
Oh.
lot of like elementary school. They used to give you those sugar cookies with like all
Yeah.
those crystallized stuff on the outside. They were good at that time, but you kind of got a little tired of them. So I'm not, but those are my choices. Not that I don't like sugar cookies, but I'm gonna take oatmeal over sugar cookies.
I like Jose's old man answer. Just
Fair.
sometimes an oatmeal cookie with a glass of milk. I put on my cardigan and sit on my rocker, my lazy boy, and I
Yeah.
got my oatmeal and I dip it in the milk and gets my digestive system going. Keeps me regular.
Yeah. Once you hit 28 like me, you just have to like move on to things like oatmeal cookies.
While wearing yeah, like penny loafers at home.
Penny loafers.
Right, so it seems like these are too easy for you guys, okay? So we'll switch it up then here. All right,
We want to fight. We want to
let's
fight
go
each other.
back to
Yeah.
movies, and we're gonna go characters.
I
One of
love
these
characters.
characters has to go.
Ooh.
And the category is, of the movies is heroines. So Ripley, Sarah Connor, Princess Leia,
I knew that was coming.
Larry Strode.
Larry Strode?
Larry Strode.
Larry.
Larry Strode. Him. He can go.
Every movie that character's involved goes with them too.
Ooh. That's hard.
All right. Well, we'll start with Dan because he seems like he has his easy answer, and I think I know who he's gonna
I
go with.
feel
Go
like
ahead,
we all
Dan.
know what my answer is. Bye, Larry
Larry.
Stroud. Yes. Sorry, no offense. I mean, I enjoy the Halloween movies. I really do. I appreciate them, but there's so many bad sequels that have spawned off that. Can't get rid of Ripley. You're not gonna take Xenomorph from me. Just not gonna happen. Leia means you eliminate Star Wars. Hello. Hello. I'm wearing a Star Wars inspired, not a strong start t-shirt. And then you're gonna take Terminator from me? You're gonna take Terminator from me? As soon as you mentioned those first three, I don't care who the fourth one was. She was gone.
As a character, my least favorite one is Laurie, actually. But the Halloween movie made me who I am a little.
Eliminates the Halloween.
But
Yeah.
I hate a whole bunch of the Halloween movies, like all the three new ones that she's in. I hate them. So, oh crap. I'm trying to think of what I
It
would
would
want, what I
also
would
get rid of
watch.
the one that we just reviewed, with
It would get.
the Rob Zombie ones too.
But then it's like I watch the Terminator movies less, but those movies are so good. And Terminator 2 is like one of the best movies ever. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What
Greatest
do
action. Oh my God.
I do? Okay, I'm gonna. Oh, this is. I hate this right now. I'm already mad. Marty, I'm Raphaeling it a little bit. I'm Ralphie. Okay, I'm
Yes.
Ralphing. I don't mean Sarah
Sarah
Connor.
Connor. I already knew
I
you're gonna
don't
say
mean
that.
it.
I knew
I
you were gonna
don't
go with
mean it
that.
though.
All right, don't worry, Marie. You don't need to do it. I'll do it for you. I choose Laurie Strode for this one. It's a tough one because it's hard getting rid of the whole, you know, the horror slasher one, and it would get rid of Halloween. But out of all of those franchises, that's gonna be the one that I will have to sacrifice. I'm not doing Alien, I'm not doing Terminator.
I
And some of the
understand.
new Star
I
Wars made me
understand.
contemplate Star Wars, but I
I
can't get rid
know.
of
I
Syringe.
can't.
Yeah, there's too
Can't.
much to eliminate there. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Laurie on that one.
If you guys had to
Yeah, I
replace
mean,
your fourth one, so like let's say we remove Sarah Connor from you, right? Well, I don't know how you guys would feel. Because I was trying to think what would be a strong fourth one for me to get to make me hesitate. If you were to take away, if you were to add the bride from Kill Bill as that fourth option,
Oh
I'd
my
be
God,
like,
yeah.
oh my God. Like now I really
Who
don't know.
would you choose?
I really don't know. I really don't
That's
know.
how I just felt. It's right there. That's not how I just felt. Was this how you're feeling right
Yeah,
now?
that's how I would feel because he says, Lori, to me, that was an easy pick. I don't know if I if you take the bride, I'd have to really think about that one. But good to know they didn't ask
It's
that.
hard. I threw in Lori because I knew that was gonna make things a little harder for Marie. I just can't get rid of those movies.
All
You have
right.
to be good at heart of me.
All right, let's lighten it up a little bit and let's go
Please.
with adorable animals. But one adorable animal needs to go and become extinct, pretty much. We have,
Wow, this is okay.
red pandas. Ooh, I
No,
love red pandas. Have you fed them?
otter.
Have you seen the videos where they feed them food and they eat it
Yeah,
while they
my
stand?
favorite.
Okay, regular panda.
Oh, the job where you can like hug them.
Yeah, otters
Ooh.
or penguins.
Oh.
One must become extinct.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, I think I got
Which
it.
one is it? Penguins, because they're a bird. Penguins, they're a bird. I don't like birds. Marie,
Get rid of the
no,
penguins.
Marie, no hesitation.
Have
Just
you
like
seen
F the
Happy Feet?
penguins
No.
there.
Surf's
Yeah.
Up?
Little
Yeah.
tuxedos, nice waddle
Yeah.
around, like adorable. Oh.
No, I can't get rid of otters because that's what I always call my son. I say he's like a little otter. That's his little spirit animal. So I can't get rid of otters because he just reminds me of my son. So, but and like pandas, red pandas, never. No one is getting rid of red pandas. You're a psychopath if you get rid of a red panda. Look at them. Look,
Watch them eat.
you know, just watch them eat. Yeah,
All right.
penguins can F right off.
Yeah, Marie didn't even let me finish the options
Jeez.
before she said
Yeah.
penguins. All right, there we go, penguins. All right, Dan.
All right. I'm gonna go with otters.
Okay,
Yeah, I
I
just,
get it.
otters are okay. I mean, they're cute, but like penguins, like they hold hands and like they have happy feet, like the way that they walk
Otters
and the way that they swim.
hold hands when they sleep. Otters hold hands when
Yeah,
they
they do
sleep on
too,
their
but
backs in the
penguins hold hands when
water.
they walk, okay? And
When they waddle.
otters, yes, otters only do it just that way they don't float around and get lost. Are they doing it for like comfort level with each other? We don't know, right? The jury's still out there.
Yes.
They might do it just as a way to interlink each other. That way they don't float off and die and get eaten by a bear. Panda bear.
Serves them right.
Panda bear. Let's say polar
Panda
bear.
bear.
This is tough because I chose four animals that I'm like,
Love.
I'm like, yeah, well, these
Yeah.
animals are great.
You want to cuddle him? You could say it.
I
I do want to
know.
cuddle him. I want to cuddle
With
him.
his oatmeal cookies and his cardigan and his lazy boy with all these
Yeah.
animals, got a penguin holding with the otter's hand.
Yeah, not watching Halloween. I'm gonna have to go penguins out of these. In there, just they need the cold, I think, you know, to be
Yeah,
best
that's
at.
why.
And I don't like the cold, so like I feel I'm more likely to have one of the other three than that one, and that is the reason why I'm gonna have to ex-nay the penguinaise.
You know what that means, though? It
Lemonade.
means the penguin character doesn't exist in Batman anymore. So, there you go.
That's right.
You just
We
killed him.
can. There's plenty of good villains.
But that means the
And
TV show with Colin Farrell is also not going to happen.
Batman Returns didn't happen.
And Batman Returns didn't happen.
Ooh.
Nor the Batman.
They would have just chosen
Nor.
another villain. No, Batman was still happy. They would have chosen another villain. We could have had the otter or something. Like, you know, just
The
come up with
otter
that.
doesn't sound as menacing, but neither did the penguin, though, right?
Not something menacing at all. Now the otter. You watch out for the otter.
Watch out.
You watch your car with that one. He'll like he'll pop your tires.
This one's gonna be, I feel, harder on Dan than it is on Marie.
I like
that. Yeah, that's what he said. Okay.
I did say that.
But you must get rid of one director.
Ooh.
Christopher Nolan.
Mm.
Martin Scorsese.
Ooh.
Ari Aster.
Ooh.
Tarantino.
Mm-mm, ooh. Never.
One must go in every movie that they made. Goes with it.
I need to look up a couple catalogs right now. I know I've seen like a bunch of movies, but I need to see.
All right, one.
Okay. What?
Dang it. Okay, so no one Tarantino, no one Scorsese, that's for sure. It's gonna come down to Nolan. It's gonna come down to Ari Aster, and I think the reason why I say, the reason why I think it comes down to it, the reason why I think I end up getting rid of Ari Aster is because he only has three movies under his belt that I've seen.
Yeah, but they're so good.
They're brilliant. They're brilliant. But Nolan, that's why I'm like, oh, but Nolan, I get rid of the Dark Knight trilogy and Heath Ledger's performance, which I cannot do. Mm-mm. You get rid of, Inception, Interstellar, Memento. Like, I can't do that either. So
Ari Aster, he never did it.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it.
But he spawned that quote, like that famous quote. Top three most famous quotes out of our whole podcast is "He did it again" would never exist.
Yeah. I know. The Hereditary would never exist. Like Hereditary alone, I can't get. I can't
that
get
and Midsommar.
That.
It's those two movies. It's like
Scorsese. Scorsese.
We've established this on Late to the Game. She doesn't love his movies.
No. It's not that I don't think his movies are really good. Yeah, I really do.
You don't go back to his movies and rewatch them. They're heavy.
Yeah, they are. They are heavy. And they're the least. I don't know. I get the least amount of like awe factor from it. Like I'm watching it, like wow, this is a beautiful movie. I can appreciate the shots and everything, the way it's shot. But I'm not like, wow, look at this. Like I don't. It's not like this like artistically stunning piece. It's just kind of. I don't know. It's
too real and of his movies.
Yeah. I've seen ones and they all have the same vibe to me. Like they all make me feel like very similar ways because I can like, I don't know. He's great. I just, for me personally, I wouldn't mind if I didn't watch any of those movies again. It wouldn't affect me very hard.
For me, Nolan is not even considered in this.
That's your
not even considered on this list. Mm-hmm. And then Scorsese, I was like, can't get rid of like Wolf of Wall Street, Casino, Goodfellas, The Departed. Like, no, it's too many.
Departed.
Too many things under his belt. The Aviator. Too many great things under his belt. So I can't get rid of him. So it was between Tarantino and Ari in there. I didn't think about it.
I don't understand how any human being on the planet get rid of Quentin Tarantino, but okay.
Because he doesn't like him as well as we do.
His catalog has been hit or miss with me. I think I'm like 50-50 on his. There's some things I really like. There's things I don't like when it comes to him. So
I don't get it.
Yeah, okay. His style is not always for me the over monologues, and sometimes I can see him writing his script while I'm looking at a character talk instead of like the character actually like talking. But I had to go with Ari instead of Tarantino just based on volume. If his volume was similar to Tarantino's with the quality of like Midsommar and Hereditary, probably would have gone Tarantino, but on volume itself, losing more good movies going with Tarantino than I am going with Ari. So yeah. I'm gonna go with Ari.
Can't get rid of Pulp, man. Cannot get rid of Pulp and wipe it out from existence. No. Inglourious Bastards, like Kill Bill. I cannot get rid of those.
Django, even Django.
I
Django's my
love Django.
like
Django's up
is
there
my
for me.
close second from like close second, like
I
almost tied with Kill Bill. Like I
those
love it.
four, I can't stop watching. It's that Django is a part of it. And then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood has just really risen up the ranks. I
It's
love
so
the
good.
more I go back to it, the more I watch it more and more. And it's like it moved into that top five, you know, like that five is like elite, where like I'll go back to those for the rest of my life, going back and rewatching them so
Yes.
much, right? Even though he has other good ones, it's those ones. But like I like Jackie Brown too, man. Jackie Brown has grown on me
It's
throughout the
growing
years.
on you, hey? It's growing
Yeah,
on you.
hey, yeah. Wait, so my A sounds different than your A. Your A is Canadian A. My A is like A. So how do I do
No.
your A? I try to duplicate you
You
and I
have to,
couldn't do it. A,
oh no,
A, A,
you have to say it as like a punctuation at the end of a
A.
sentence. So you just be like,
Like a
I
question?
can't get rid of it. I can't Jackie Brown's growing on me, eh? Like it's
Jackie Brown's
really
growing on
like,
me, A. A.
yeah.
But even the way I
Because
say it,
yeah.
like I have like a
A.
slowed down A, like it's very I'm like laying back in my seat saying, and that's not the correct way to say it.
You have to look at the way it's spelled, like EH. It's like A,
A, A,
A,
A. I
A,
see almost like a
A,
question mark. A. Wait,
yeah, it is a
you want some
question mark.
Snickers, A?
Yeah. No, it'd be more like these Snickers are really good, eh? Like nothing could top a Snickers, eh? Like that's
Oh
totally
no,
A.
yeah.
That, yeah, you know what I
A.
mean? A.
And how does is there like another word that the person says to respond to that? Like
No,
A.
no, it's this. Oh yeah, no,
Oh
yeah, I know,
yeah.
way. Like, oh yeah, no, but yeah, really, no, yes, no, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. It's always yeah, no, and yeah, no, yeah, no, eh?
Imagine you walk into a restaurant and you get like everybody's in that part of their conversation. So yeah. Everybody's just chirping around in the restaurant.
I can't. Oh, sorry, I need to go back to. I can't get rid of Hereditary ever because it's stunning, and the sound and the song and the music and the score and.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It restored my faith in horror when I watched it. I was like, oh my God, modern day horror maybe is going to be good. And then there's been a ton of misses since then, but
There've been also
restored the
some
faith for a little
occasional
bit.
hits.
But there has
Yeah.
been occasional hits, and it was that reignited the flame, was hereditary for me,
Hereditary, eh?
Yeah. It was based just strictly off of volume, you
That's
know,
how I
because like
was.
Tarantino
Yeah.
has some of those great movies, but then you know he has like. Death Proof. I'm not a fan of Reservoir
I like Death.
Dogs. On top of
Ooh, I
that,
love Reservoir Dogs, man.
I'm not. I saw it and I was like, I don't know what the hype is. I'm
Because they
not
barely he barely
this.
had money to make it. That's why. Like you had to know what the amount of money and how little resources he had to make that movie. Then it
I'm
makes it more
judging just
impressive.
strictly of what I saw on screen, not the backstory. And it was like, I don't see what the hype is here. It's in there. So.
I watched it for the first time, like. This past like year for my very first time, and I was like, why haven't I seen this? And I watched, and I was like, ah, oh, it's that feeling you get the Tarantino feeling, and that's why I got rid of Scorsese because there's something about the feeling where I'm like,
We're gonna go 90s kids snack food here.
I love the
Pop
90s kids snack
tarts,
food. Yep.
bagel bites, hot pockets, Lunchables. One of them's gotta go.
Okay, got it.
I think so too.
Yeah, the second one was which one?
Bagel bites.
Bagel Bites. Well, you know
Pizza in
why?
the
Because,
morning, pizza in the
yes,
evening. That's
Lunchable
protein.
pizza is still bomb, but really, that it's basic. Lunchables are basically a charcuterie board, and I love charcuterie boards. So, like, it's basically like that. So you can't really get rid of that. Hot Pockets are amazing. Like, it's like a perfect like snack, almost like an in-between meal when you're like kind of hungry, but you need to wait like another 2 hour and a half. Hot Pockets perfect to eat that, and then Pop
Hot
Tarts.
pockets.
Whenever it's done, like, do you ever sometimes put a little bit of butter and a little bit of salt on it? Ooh, it
No.
amplifies the taste of whatever
Salt?
it is. A little bit of salt, just a little bit.
Oh.
Put a little bit of
Ooh.
salt on there in the butter, and it tastes so good.
That'd be so good on the cinnamon brown sugar one with the salt and
Correct.
butter on that. Oh, jeez, my jewel.
We're gonna have to go with Hot Pocket on this one.
What?
Me?
Hot I
Pocket?
was convinced you would
Yeah.
never go Hot Pocket.
I'll go Hot Pocket because if I want that pizza, which is generally the Hot Pocket I would gravitate to, I'll just do the bagel bites in there. And Hot Pockets, I just don't like how Hot Pockets were extremely difficult to regulate the temperature on those. Are you cold? Are you hot? Like, make up your mind, like what you are with the Hot Pockets. It was so hard It's so much work to get it to the right amount where the outside is warm and the inside is warm and
That's
not
what she
like,
said.
yeah. So for that reason, I'm gonna get Hot Pocket because I can get my fix of, fake pizza with the bagel bites.
Do you
I don't
still
know why
eat
that
bagel
was one of
bites, though?
no, but that statement was so funny. I was convinced you never say Hot Pocket. Quiet.
I thought he was my Hot Pocket buddy, but he's not.
Jose, remember when we hot pocketed together? How dare you say
Yeah, how
that?
dare you, man? I held your Hot Pocket as a cool down for you, regulating the temperature for you. So
Yeah,
I took
shouldn't
out the
take that
guesswork
work,
on your
Dad.
tongue. It
Bonding
shouldn't take
moment.
that much work.
I did.
What about you, Marie?
Oh, okay. Hot take. I would say Lunchables because the reason I love charcuterie, yes, but when I think about a Lunchable, I think about the pizza Lunchables, and I just didn't like it. The cold sauce with the shredded cheese and it's
Oh,
kind of like
never got the pizza
cold.
one. Never got
Like I don't
it.
like that. Bagel bites, I like grew up on bagel bites. Pop tarts, I want that salt now with that cinnamon sugar one. Hot pockets, we didn't even have those here for a while. We had pizza pops, pizza pockets, but we didn't have the Hot Pockets brand.
That
But I
changes
see
everything
it
then.
be, but I still wouldn't get rid of them because I remember seeing the commercials and that Hot Pockets really like got stuck in there. And I'm like, I'd eat
And try
that.
lean pockets too. And I was like, they got a lean pockets?
Brought me back to like watching like if the Price is Right, like during the day when I'm sick at school, it's always this Hot Pockets commercials. No, I probably say, yeah, I think I say Lunchables. I never ate the Lunchables. I didn't like the cold. I don't know, something about it.
Yeah, I get it. I'm
I'm the
literally only
regular
saying
the Lunchables.
temperatures.
Yeah, I had the one with the cold cuts, the cheese, the crackers. Never did the pizza
Yeah, I
one
didn't.
because I was like, no, like miss me with that cold sauce.
Yeah, I don't like the cold sauce. No.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either. I literally just said Lunchables just because of charcuterie boards. That's literally it.
I know.
So I figure if you get
I
rid of
know.
Lunchables, then charcuterie boards don't exist anymore. So
You don't know.
I
That's
said that.
which Pixar movie would you get rid of? Toy Story. Oh. Cars. Monsters, Inc.
Easy.
Cars.
Cars.
Cars. Cars.
Cars.
Next question. Cars. Cars it is.
I'm just not a
Yeah,
Larry the
this
Cable Guy
three.
fan. Just not a Larry the Cable Guy fan. That type of humor is not my type of humor. And I'm wearing a Toy Story Band-Aid, so there you go.
Oh.
Shout out to Woody.
All right, let's move to the sitcoms then. Which one will you get rid of? Friends, Seinfeld, The Office, Parks and Rec?
Ooh.
I got an answer.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I
Oh,
don't.
okay.
I
Dan
don't.
was quick on it, so Dan.
Okay. I love all four. I love all four. I'm only picking this one because of social relevance. And that's going to be Parks and Rec. Even though I love Parks and Rec, Friends, Seinfeld had such ginormous cultural change. Even The Office, they affected pop
Yeah.
culture so much and so many other things. If you take that away, it creates a ripple effect.
Parks and Rec gave
Dude.
us Treat Yourself.
I trust me, and
Yourself.
it also it gave us like a lot. Like I love Parks and Rec. Christopher Pratt came from there. Like it was great, but
Christopher Pratt.
it had the biggest it had the smallest ripple effect in the kiddie pool
It
out
did.
of the other three. That's the only reason why I say that.
Its
For
pee
sure.
wasn't as warm. It just
Pee
wasn't as
wasn't as
warm.
warm, no.
Yeah. And you need that warm pee.
Yeah, you know, you have like those tablets where they throw in the pool that when you pee in them, it turns it blue where you can see your pee.
Yeah.
If they all sat there and peed, there's like the smallest blue that's in the pool.
I'm gonna go Seinfeld on this one.
Oh.
The Office I saw all the way through until I gave it a try when Steve Carell was gone and it just wasn't the same, so I stopped. But Steve Carell's year, I saw all of it through. Parks and Rec, I saw all the way through. Seinfeld, I never did. I saw random episodes here and there. I always liked them, but I never got the urge to just sit down and watch seasons of Seinfeld. So for that reason, I'm gonna go with Seinfeld because that's the one I've probably seen the least out of these four.
Oh man, the bet episode is so good.
Oh, it's so
That's
good.
So good. That is the thing about Seinfeld is that it's so well written.
It's
You know what I
brilliant.
mean? It's very brilliantly written the way that they set up jokes. The plant and payoff is superb
Yeah.
in Seinfeld. That just like that Curb Your Enthusiasm started doing, obviously with Larry David, started doing that, in his own show. But like Seinfeld, like they were huge for the plant and payoffs in their episodes.
I was watching Seinfeld today. I watch Seinfeld on repeat all the time, and I was watching it today. And the plant and payoff throughout all the seasons is just that episode where George's mom is in the hospital. You're talking about the bet, and then he sees the women behind the curtain and give him the sponge bath. Well, I just watched the episode today where it's at least one season later, where they're doing the they were pretending they were gay in the diner, and then not there's anything wrong with that. And then George is in the hospital with his mom again, and then behind the curtain, it's two
It's the
men
two
giving the
men,
sponge bath. And I was like, this is the most brilliant. Okay, out of all those shows, Seinfeld's my favorite. Seinfeld's my favorite out of all of them. I have to just say that I absolutely
I
adore
agree.
Seinfeld. I think it's the smartest one. And I always say, like, Friends and Seinfeld were like at the same time. Parks and Rec and Office were kind of at the same time. And it's like Seinfeld is like the Office to the Parks and Rec. Cause like Friends and this, okay, wait, this is how my brain works, because I'm all about colors. Friends and Parks and Rec are like the bright, happy versions of Office and Seinfeld. You know what I mean by that? Like, Seinfeld's more gray and like serious and like
Darker.
darker than Friends. And that's what the Office was to Parks and Rec. Like, gray and darker. I don't know what I would get rid of. Ron Swanson, I can't.
I know.
But The Office, I do watch more than Parks and Rec.
I do too. Even though I love going back and watching certain episodes of Park and Rec.
I'm getting rid of The Office just to get rid of Pam.
This next one is actors who probably don't have the best acting ability, but they're still loved by audiences overall. So,
Keanu Reeves.
we're gonna
Oh,
Keanu Reeves.
not getting rid of, not getting rid
Yeah.
of.
Keanu Reeves, Nicolas
N
Cage,
Nicolas Cage.
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
Ooh.
Sylvester Stallone. That means they also gets rid
Oh.
of all their movies.
That's easy for me. That's so easy.
You're gonna say Sylvester
Sylvester
Stallone,
Stallone.
huh?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh, damn. Keanu Reeves.
This is tough. Sylvester
I'm not
Stallone
getting
would
rid of
mean
Arnold.
that
Not
would
getting rid
mean
of Arnold.
no Rocky, no Rambo, like
You're not
whatever
getting rid of
was.
Nicolas Cage. Come on, no one. Oh, maybe some people can get rid of Nicolas Cage. Never mind. I'm having memories of past episodes that you guys done, and I'm like, wait, someone might get rid of Nicolas Cage.
No one has ever said that they dislike Nicolas Cage. We
Yeah.
love Nicolas
No,
Cage. We have
I
hyped up
know.
Nicolas
Sorry.
Cage. We've had the Rage of Cage. We did an entire
Yeah.
episode talking about how awesome Nick Cage is. You can't get
I
rid of
know.
him. You can't I can't lose Con Air, and I can't lose like th there's too many Nicolas Cage movies, and he adds such a joy in our lives.
Face
And
off.
Face Off, like things that we've talked about on this podcast, that like if you remove him, that whole fun is like deleted. Like no one's filling the gap of Nicolas Cage.
No
So
one can.
I would never get rid of Nicolas Cage. I
No.
cannot get rid of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like you're not gonna get rid of
No.
Terminator. Like I'm not gonna lose Terminator. I'm not gonna lose True Lies.
Predator?
Predator, like too
I'm gonna
many.
have to go Stallone. Oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Why? I can.
It's
Oh, I'm gonna have to go Stallone.
Keanu or Stallone. It's like, oh
I can't get
man.
rid of Keanu because I
The
lose
Matrix.
John Wick series, lose that first Matrix, you lose Speed, lose Bill and Ted's, Awesome Adventure, which I loved as a kid. So even though it doesn't hold up well now, but as a kid, I remember really loving that movie. So get rid of that. I think out of Stallone, the one that hurts the most is probably going to be Rocky. But if I had to lose the movies of any of these actors, I feel the hurt would be less with Sylvester Stallone.
And think about this, Jose. We're not from Philadelphia, okay? We don't have as much loyalty to Rocky, okay? So no,
Yeah.
yeah. Sorry, yeah. Stallone. I still love you.
So, yeah, we would lose yeah. that. We would lose Cliffhanger, Demolition Man.
Oh, dude.
We would
Demolition
lose
Man and Cliffhanger.
Over the Top. Not an easy decision, but I'm going to go Stallone.
Man, but Demolition Man, bro. But
I
Matrix and
know.
John Wick beats a Demolition Man.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard because that's my favorite Wesley Snipes. Like, that was my favorite Wesley Snipes. Even though I love Wesley Snipes and so many other movies,
You
I
still have
loved
the
him.
Passenger movie. You
Yeah,
still have that
Passenger
one.
57.
We still have
Yeah.
Blade.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like, he was still in great movies. It was just sucks because that was my favorite, his performance.
Can't lose Keanu because of those. We would lose
Yeah, that's what
Point
I'm
Break.
saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, I
Like
thought all
Point
that, and I was
Break.
like, I can't get rid of him, man. No.
You'd
And you
lose if
can't
you
get
got
rid of
rid
the
of Keanu,
Matrix.
you'd if you got rid of Keanu, you'd lose Sweet November. No, no one. No
She
one
said
sees
that
Sweet
me and Jose
November.
are just. A?
No? Hey?
Hey,
Why?
and and Chuck would lose Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, he
So
loves his Johnny
obviously,
Mnemonic.
he can't lose his Johnny Mnemonic. All right, yes,
Marie's never
alone.
heard of Johnny Mnemonic.
No.
Never even heard
We
of
never
it.
heard of Sweet November, so whatever.
But for this next one, it's not one must go. Is
One must stay.
if you were in a way, yes. If you were to be clockwork oranged with one of these franchises, meaning you have to repeatedly watch them over and over again, which one would you choose? Number one, 50 Shades of Grey. Number two,
He barks.
Twilight series.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Number three, Resident Evil. Number four, Step Up. And
Oof.
that includes every
Yeah. All
property
right, I got it.
that they've had as a whole. You'd be
Okay.
forced to repeatedly watch these. So, for example, Resident Evil, that includes the TV shows and the movies, any spin-offs, all of that counts. So, Marie?
Resident Evil. Well, you're kind of like helping me make my decision because if there's more, even if it's crappy, if there's more things to watch, then it's not going to get as, I'm not going to get as sick of it, right?
Cool.
Like there's what, three Twilight, three, I don't know. I've only seen one, two, and they were force fed to me. So, and then I have never seen 50 Shades of Grey. Please, just like I never, just please never make me do it. Like I've, that's torture. That's hell. That's where my hell would be. And at least like Resident Evil has like horror aspects to it and like gore and excitement and like scary bits and
It gets really bad, especially
that's
with the
okay.
Resident Evil series.
It could be fun, bad
It's
maybe, but at
the
least there's more to
remakes.
watch. There's more Resident Evil. Yep, standing by it, Resident
All right,
Evil.
Dan?
Yeah, I do Resident Evil 2. I can't just sit there and watch like dancing for like the rest of my
No.
life with Step Up. I'm
No.
out. 50 Shades of Grey, like to watch really, really, really bad softcore. Like I'm out. Don't care to watch it. And then Twilight, like ugh. Like the bad baseball scene. Like I can't do that.
Oh my
So
God.
Resident Evil, at least like you're giving me action. And like action's
Yes.
always a little more interesting. So you give me action, horror, like there's enough of a mixture of genres that like, okay, I can rock with this one. So Resident Evil.
This is Twilight, Jose. Did you pick Twilight?
Yeah, he was. He's a Twilight guy.
No, 50 Shades all the way. I was also go Resident Evil. But let's just, because it seemed Resident Evil was a little too easy for you guys. Let's replace Resident Evil
Okay.
with Pitch Perfect.
I go Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, me too. I've never seen
That's
it, but I've heard the movies are actually pretty
it's
good.
the only one that's like more like the other three are just awful, awful franchises. That one at least like is decent. You know what I mean? Even though like I didn't love it as much as Jose did. It's not like a bad movie. Like I don't give you any crap for liking them. It's just some people, that's some people's cup of tea. So I'd go with that one.
Yeah, so you'd pick Pitch Perfect too, Jose, I'm
Yeah.
guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
wouldn't say love it. I do like it. I mostly for the singing aspects of it. This is you can choose to eliminate all of the sequels to one of these, keeping only the original.
Okay.
Which one would you choose? First one, Jurassic Park. Scream. Jaws. Psycho.
So all the sequels get eliminated except for the original.
All the sequels, you only... that means these movies don't get touched after the original.
Easy.
3, 2, 1.
Jurassic Psycho? Park.
Oh, no!
Jurassic Park.
For Psycho me, it's Psycho. 2,
I don't give a damn. Psycho already exists. Jurassic Park is unbelievable. And, like, they had so many awful, god-awful sequels. Like, 4 or 5. Like, Psycho's only had, what, 1 sequel and then just a remake?
Oh, no. Psycho, there's been a remake there? And there have been, like, 3 sequels. Yeah.
There's 3 sequels? I knew they had a sequel,
like, 2 or 3
and then
sequels.
The remake. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. They did. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I feel like Psycho should have never been touched or done anything. And, like, not a remake. Like, no. If Jurassic Park had a remake, maybe. But I didn't. Honestly, Jurassic Park 1, perfect. Jurassic Park 2, I don't hate it. Like, I don't hate it. So
Park
I'd 3 watch
is
it.
So bad. Jurassic World 2, Jurassic World 3, those are so bad. Like, they've had,
and we're gonna
they've
get,
had
we're
three,
gonna get three
unwatchable
more.
Movies. They've had three unwatchable movies.
We're going to get 3 more. They're probably just going to be just as bad. This was actually tough for me because I really wanted to say Jurassic Park. But then I was like, Psycho definitely should not have been touched.
No.
Ever.
But I'm going to choose Scream. And the reason I say Scream is because Scream was so great at the time that it came out because it was so different. It revived horror, bringing that meta aspect to it and that self-awareness. In a way, it kind of lived off of that gimmick, which only really works for one movie. Because then after that, it just became repeating the same gimmick over and over again. So for that, I'm going to have to say Scream, because I think if that stood alone, the Scream as a whole probably would be more elevated than it is now. Every sequel just kind of slowly brings down Scream as a whole. So I'm going to go with Scream.
That was my first choice before you said Psycho. And I just think.
Yeah. Here's why. Like, none of us three are wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all make good points and with all that stuff.
Yeah.
To me, I kind of fall a little more in line with Jose's thinking on this. Like, to Marie, you're right in the sense that Psycho is so untouchable and is so genius. I think with me and Jose, we're seeing is in the point where the sequels became so oversaturated that, like, it kind of diminished the value of the first one. I don't think the Psycho sequels were, like, that many people watched them, right? Like, not nearly the same level that Jurassic World is just getting shoved down my damn throat over and over with these damn things. Like, it's too much. And then with Scream, they have the TV show of that, and, like, they're doing another 3, and it's just like, come on already.
Yeah, this is one that really is. These are all movies who had great originals and lackluster to bad sequels. So it's just a matter of, like, which one are you willing to save? So it's like, either way, it's a good outcome, no matter what you choose.
I also view Jurassic... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I view Jurassic Park as, like, the movie, the first movie is a masterpiece, but that whole franchise is a product. It's not just a movie. It's not just a film. Jurassic Park's a product. Like, everything that, like, came off of it, like toys and video games and merchandise and everything like that. Like, it's just Jurassic Park's a product, and that's why they keep making the movies and they keep selling and they want the money.
Which is why I
and
picked
it
that.
Sucks. It because sucks.
It
I know,
it
but it's
product.
Like, but I feel like it's like it was gonna be a product and it was meant to be that in the first place. Like, I think that was the intention.
Okay, so can I ask you this then? Star Wars clearly became a product way more since Disney bought it. But before we got the prequels, it was so easy to call it a product, but yet we went over 20 years without them doing the prequels and the sequels. So Jurassic Park could have had the same effect where you just didn't have to touch it.
I mean, I'm glad, you know what? I hate a lot of the Star Wars movies, but I'm glad they kept touching it. I'm glad they kept touching it just to get Rogue One. And maybe there will be some sort of good Jurassic Park movie down the line. You know, Jurassic Park's Rogue One might happen.
Yeah. Well, we got 3 more coming down the road. So maybe one of those 3. will be it. Maybe
less,
Scarlett
less
Johansson
bad.
Will save the
Yeah.
franchise. Which, by the way, she got casted as a T-Rex. I know people are complaining because she isn't actually a T-Rex, that maybe
She's more
she
of a
shouldn't be playing
velociraptor.
this role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Sure.
Speaking of not touching, this next one, if you can choose one movie to never be touched, no reboots, no remakes, no sequels, nothing, it stays as it is, which one would you do? I feel like I know what Dan's answer is going to be, but we'll see. Number one, we have Casablanca, The Goonies, Forrest Gump, The Shining. Which one? No sequels, no nothing. Which one?
You know mine,
Daniel?
The Shining. It's The Shining. Don't ever
Yeah.
touch it. Like, what were the other ones? Like, I zoned out as soon as you said The
The
Shining.
Goonies, Forrest Gump, Casablanca.
Yeah. I don't have loyalties to Forrest Gump like that. Like, it was cool, you know, I appreciate whatever. And if they end up like redoing it or whatever, like, okay. I mean, that's fine. I don't hold it as sacred. I love Casablanca. So Casablanca was like, ooh, like I was hanging on to that one until you said The Shining. I've seen the made for television movie of The Shining. It was bad. I've seen the sequel, you know, Doctor Sleep. And even though it wasn't terrible, like it still wasn't The Shining. It's you
No.
can't do it without Kubrick. And unfortunately, Kubrick's not with us anymore, so you can't do it right. So you can't do it at all, in my opinion. Leave
Yeah,
it.
these are all movies that I felt that the original was so good that it was like, what if we just, did the originals are so good that they shouldn't be remade. But which one can you absolutely give that never remake card to?
Shining.
Marie?
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
I was debating. The Shining, I think, is the one that I'm going to go with. But then I also was like, I really don't want to try to remake like The Goonies. That was just such a childhood favorite that I was like, don't touch it. But yeah, I want to go with The Shining too.
Yeah. The Shining is art piece. Like you just can't. It's like an art installment of history
It
and
is.
time. Like don't you dare touch it.
Don't. That's how I felt. Like you can't have a sequel to it, even though they try doing that. You can't really
No.
do that. Like you can't go back to that world because it's too different. You're not gonna get Jack Nicholson, which is, you know, the every you can't get the mystique of it. You can't get the director. Like even when you know about the story, about the filming of it, how it went down and how the most frustrations and how long it went on for filming, you can't duplicate that. So the magic is gone. Now it feels like a product, and The Shining is everything that goes against that.
But if there ever was like a director to take on anything Shining related, I would say it would be like Ari Aster. That's like the only one I'd
Yes.
want to see, but I would never want to see it. But there's
Yeah.
something about the way he films that I could see maybe it's
Okay.
like the only thing that could like
Let's
capture
touch
an
that.
essence of it. Just
Let's
touch
touch
it.
that. So Ari Aster would be
That's what
able
he said.
to, yeah, Ari Aster would be able to give us a little bit of the feels of The Shining, but
Yeah.
he is nowhere the level that Kubrick is when it turns to the visual, tiny details that he puts in the clues that pays off without the note and all. He's playing chess,
I have
and
to be
like
a
just
tag team. I have
nobody.
to be a directing tag
Yeah,
team.
you can't, it takes more than one man. Like that dude was so neurotic with how he planned stuff out. And obviously we talked about, we love Ari Aster, but Kubrick was just, he's just on a different level in terms of little
Different.
tiny things. Like if you go and you watch the YouTube videos of all the little Easter eggs they did in The Shining, it's unbelievable
Huh.
how many things are in there that we just never caught, you know? So yeah, it's
Yeah, I don't
hard.
know if like Ari Aster d does stuff like that. Like we don't even know. Like we don't know. So,
It's like a human finger, isn't
It
it?
is.
Like the one from
That's what
House.
it is.
Oh,
That's what
wait for a
it is,
second. I
guys. It
thought it was
has
a
a little
finger.
nail on it.
Oh, is it
Yeah,
really?
it's a human finger that I took off an old lady in a graveyard,
Oh,
and I'm
perfect. There
using
you
her
go.
carcass
What's
to make my lips shiny. It's all
the joke,
dewy,
Jose? I hope it was a lady. Got it.
All right, for this next one, let's go like 90s R&B, 90s early 2000s R&B, and we got to get rid of one R&B group. We have 112.
With the Players Club.
Yeah, Drew Hill.
Ooh, Drew Hill's good.
Yeah, which getting rid of Drew Hill also gets rid of Sisqó. So
Francisco.
we lose Sisqó.
Song
So,
Song.
yeah.
Dang. I don't need a song song in my life. It's all right.
Who's
Voice
jumping
the
on
Men.
heads? Oh, nope. Can never get rid of Boyz II
And New
Men.
Edition. We'll
Ooh.
never get rid of I'm Still in Love with You. That's like my favorite R&B
But
songs ever. You knew because I've shared it in my story multiple times.
Boyz II Men,
You
though, I
knew.
could not get Boyz II Men over New
Never.
Edition. But if you had to get rid of one of those two,
Oh, wait.
three.
Sorry. I asked that the wrong way. You could only keep one. This isn't a one-way
Oh,
go.
Boyz II
No.
Men. Boyz II
Boyz II Men.
Men. Yeah.
I
E
can't.
e Even though it's getting rid of like my favorite song, which is I'm Still in Love with You, I just Boyz II Men's too they have so many
Their
good ones.
catalog, even their first
Yeah.
album, was
Oh, it's
legendary when it came
perfect.
out. And then part two, the second album, like, oh my God,
And then
bangers,
their
man.
cameo in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the
Yes.
baptism, like come
Yes.
on.
Come on. Come
Yeah.
on, Jose.
Come on.
Yeah,
Oh,
it was gonna be
Jose.
Boyz II Men too. If it was get rid of one, Drew
Ah, it's
Hill.
too easy. Drew Ho. I can't get rid of
Yeah.
112 either. It's like the
No, God.
112,
Let's
yeah.
be true, Hill. The only
Peaches and
my
Cream. I
told you that I'd never
My only
stop.
Peaches
Oh, Peaches
and
and
Cream.
Cream. Yeah.
Yeah, my only battle with Drew Hill
Oh,
is
Peaches and
because
Cream.
it would get rid of Sisqó. And I remember like in high school with like the Thong song, we had like a performance and all that stuff, and that was like a lot of fun. So it would get rid of that those like moments. But catalog wise, music catalog wise, it would have to be Drew Hill.
Yeah, 100%. If
Didn't
there's
have
like,
enough hits.
well, and like the other ones have so many ballads, and the ballads are just like,
Yeah.
okay, what if we
Oh my
replace
God.
Drew Hill with Jodeci?
Ooh. Oh, you know what? Casey and JoJo was good too.
Well,
Yeah.
they're part of, for
Yeah,
Jodeci.
Oh yeah,
Oh,
so if you're doing the
shoot.
whole thing, yeah.
What if we replace it with Jodeci? Now, who we're getting rid of?
I would get rid of ooh. Oh man, it's
It's
either
a little
one,
harder
it's
now.
one for me personally, it'd probably be New Edition. I get rid of it at that point because 112, like I listen to their songs more
Yes.
often. Like
Oh
Peaches
yeah.
and Cream,
Timeless,
man. Peaches and
timeless. They're
Cream. I
well,
cannot
and
get rid of Peaches.
Only You is one of my
Yes.
most favorite
Yeah.
songs in life.
So
So
I'd
okay.
have to go New Edition at that point.
Yeah, but New Edition, you got Candy Girl, Can You Stand the Rain?
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, I go
I know.
Jodeci just because I have bad memories with like All My Life. All my life. It's just me crying at a sock hop. Me crying at a school dance because my crush doesn't want to dance with me. And I'm just like, no, I can't. I'm just washing away the memory.
You got the other one. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, that. Oh, I know. That's bringing me flash heartbreak. I can't.
It's the same album.
I know. That was a bad time in my life. Grade 7 was hard.
For the last one, here we go. You have to get rid of one iconic creature design.
Ooh, okay.
Not Xenomorph. We know already
Not
it's not
getting
going
rid of
to be a Xenomorph.
Xenomorph.
All
Number
right, we
one,
already know that
Xenomorph.
that belongs in a museum.
Number two,
Okay.
Predator.
No, can't. Sorry.
Number
Can't stop,
three,
won't stop.
Godzilla.
Ooh, I love Godzilla, but the other two are just way better
Number four,
designs.
Pale Man.
Who?
The
What?
Pale Man.
Oh,
I thought I said
Pale Man.
Mail Man.
I heard Quail Man.
That would have made it harder, I think. I think if you said Quail Man, that would have made it harder for Daniel to choose.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, well, I'm not gonna give her to Quail Man.
I can't get rid of the mailman. I can't get rid of the
Yeah.
mailman. That's my dad. That's my dad.
I
Do
mean,
you
is he
get
a
that? You
mailman?
don't get that joke? No, you
No.
know the joke back in the day where it's like, she doesn't look like you. Oh, it must have been the mailman's kid. No, it
Oh,
wasn't the
for us, it was
mailman's
the
kid. She's from America. It's
milkman.
the milkman. Oh,
Yeah.
the
You guys said mailman?
No, we didn't have milk
Oh.
delivered to us in Canada, okay? It's too
We didn't
cold
either.
outside.
This stuff is from the 50s. Like that
Yeah.
joke, a milkman is from the 50s. We just know the joke is always like, oh, that's the milkman.
Milkman.
So they would always
Yeah.
make the joke about the
I heard
milkman.
mailman. Mailman's
Wow.
all
Hey,
season.
you know what's so awesome about this? Every time we
That's.
start going off on these little random rants, we find out how different America and Canada are based
Yeah.
off of little tiny things. And it's like,
That little thing, that
huh.
mailman, milkman. Yeah, because it was like, milkman delivered the milk and delivered the milk.
Yes, do you get it?
Ugh.
Yes.
Well, the mailman delivered the news and delivered the news.
I had to go with the pale man on this one, even though I know it's iconic. Pan's Labyrinth is regarded highly, and it is a really good, creepy design that's held up over time. But that's one movie. The other designs have extended across movies, franchises, and everything. So we would be losing more if we went with one of the other ones.
I get rid of because this is just our own personal taste on this stuff.
Yeah.
I go Godzilla because he's just a giant fat lizard. In terms of an aesthetic design, like I love Godzilla. Don't get me wrong, I'm not crapping on Godzilla at all. I like watching Godzilla movies, but just in terms of aesthetic design, there's nothing super unique. The Pale Man is one of the most original conceptual ideas I've seen in cinema. I'm a huge Guillermo del Toro fan, obviously, but the Xenomorph and the Predator, like we have written poems and recited soliloquies off of the designs of these damn creatures on our podcast. Like, I cannot get rid of these things. And the Pale Man, I just cannot. It was my newest favorite creature design in like the last 15 years, 20 years was the Pale Man. Like, I'm a huge sucker for that kind of stuff. So, Godzilla, again, it's just nothing super aesthetically different, compared to the others. All right.
Jose, you knew what you were doing, throwing in the Pale Man at the end. So you're like, well, Dan is gonna have a hard time a little bit because he threw that in just for you, baby. That's what he did. He put that
It
in just
did.
for you. I knew Dan was a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get rid of him.
Like design wise, I'd want to get rid of Godzilla because like it's not that inventive. I know, just like it's not that Godzilla's
That's what
not
we're
that
going with.
inventive,
We didn't say
but
movie, right? We went just design. You said which one?
Is that what we're going for? Lions or the movies? Do
Well,
we get rid of all the movies?
if you lose the creature designs, then that,
You lose
in
all the movies.
essence, will get rid of the movies because then if there's no Godzilla, there's no Godzilla movies.
I love Pan's
Okay.
Labyrinth, though, more than any Godzilla I've ever seen. Even though I love watching Godzilla movies, nothing is that value to me in terms of movie film quality.
So is this okay? Because now, because I'm thinking about other people.
Oh, I'm
Think
not.
about
Think
I'm
about
thinking
me.
for you. This
Yeah,
is for you.
just for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Luke, if you're watching this, my son, because he I would never want to get rid of Godzilla just because it's his fate, like his one of his favorite things in the world. But
He can't be sad if he doesn't know it exists.
I know, but like the OG movie with the subtitles and everything is
Oh,
like
it's fun. Yeah.
was his
Yeah.
favorite movie
That's awesome.
until he watched Into the Spider-Verse. Then now that's his favorite movie. But anyway. Okay, I'd pick, but then
Same.
Godzilla was like my
Look him in the eyes
childhood,
and
and then
say
Mo
it.
and no, but like Godzilla and my childhood, like Mothra and Rodan and
We're not
everything. I
talking about
watched it all the
movies. We're
time.
talking about the design. Like, which of the
No,
four, which were they?
he said you're gonna get
Well,
rid of all the movies.
yes, but which of the four design? Like, which of the design? I'm going with the question of
Oh,
the designs. Like, the three of them look so aesthetically amazing to me, and the
he's going
fourth one
against your
doesn't
rules.
aesthetically. That was his
Jose just
question.
said.
Brand likes
He
to make his
said,
own rules too. Yeah.
yeah, he's like, I'm not
I
hearing
fit
that you're
within the
getting rid of the
lines. He
movies.
said
If
aesthetic
you get
designs.
rid of these creatures and all that
Yeah.
stuff, then their movies don't exist.
I can't. I love Pan's Labyrinth. Pan's Labyrinth is one of my favorite films ever that I cannot get rid of Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean.
Honestly.
Like, I love Godzilla, but I don't hold his movies in the top 10 greatest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, if this would have been early last year, I would have chosen Godzilla. Then
But
Godzilla minus one
minus one.
happened,
Yeah.
and now I can't get rid of Godzilla because I love that movie.
Do you like it better than Pan's Labyrinth?
I'm actually not a huge Pan's Labyrinth person.
Really?
I like it, but I watched it once when I was younger and never
Oh
went back to
man,
rewatch it.
you should. It's amazing.
Okay,
Okay.
I'll choose the Pale Man just because I need to keep Godzilla for nostalgic reasons and
Too
personal
late.
reasons.
I'm gonna edit that part out and keep the part where you talked about the other stuff. So excited. Take that,
Yeah.
Jose.
Remember, nothing this episode was as controversial as the last episode when I still can't look at you. And you got rid of all the Alien franchise. I can't.
I know, and I still think about it now, and I don't think I could, actually. I think I made the wrong decision. Night. I think I still made the wrong decision on that one, but you just don't realize how Terminator 2 had such an impact in my personal life. Like, it's so important. Like, even when we talk about, like, the Godzilla and, like, the Pan's Labyrinth, I can sit here and focus on the catalog of something and the weight of it, but the power of what one movie can do to your life and alter your personality so much is just more impactful to me than a catalog of stuff.
So I can't get rid of Laurie Strode. I can't, because that movie impacted my life and changed my whole...
That's why I had to get rid of Hot Pockets.
Marie's hole in her shirt is going to close us out this whole time. So if you want to watch more content like the hole in her shirt, please follow, subscribe, like, share on our YouTube channel, Not a Strong Start. You can listen to us anywhere, listen to your podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We can see a daily picture of her hole in her shirt getting posted every day. I saved it. I saved it.
Throwing the context.
Throwing the context there. But on that note, I am your host, Dewey. You can follow me at King_Sangre.
And I am not your host, non-holy Louie. And you can find me at This Is Me Nombre on Instagram.
That's a lie. He is holy.
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 And for sure. You can find me, Holy Huey, at Marie Plays It All on Instagram.
I should have been Diddly Dewey. I need to throw in a Diddly. 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 That's why I cut my finger, right? Diddly Dewey.
You're diddling too much. Don't
I'm
be diddling.
A little too much. You guys got to take it easy, okay? I know it's a Saturday, but then I like to dwiddle too much, right?
You've been watching ET for too long.
Yeah. Or more like not enough, all right? You got to learn his techniques.